Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 304 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 29th is describe how you feel about the person you are right now. What can you do to help spread the greatness inside you so you can have an impact on the world? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. We often look at historical figures and leaders from the past as examples for the 12 fundamentals of success and how we can write our own story. And sometimes the problem with this is that we sensationalize the lives of these people and we overlook the problems and obstacles they dealt with. We put them on a pedestal and make them seem like they are more than human beings. And sometimes then we compare ourselves to them and feel like we don't have the same ability for greatness inside of us. But no matter how we feel at the present time, our capacity to serve always exists. I love the idea from Garrett Kramer that even when there are clouds in the sky, the sun is still shining. It is still giving off its light, power, and energy. We may not always be able to see it because of the clouds in the way, but it is still there. And the same is true for our ability to serve. Our feelings and emotions may be cloudy right now. We may not feel like we are living as the best version of ourselves. We may be overwhelmed by circumstances in our lives. We may have made mistakes that have put us in challenging situations. But in spite of all that, you and I still have a greatness inside of us, because it's a greatness we were created with, and gifts and abilities we were meant to share with the world. Yesterday we mentioned the example of Ebenezer Scrooge, and even during his years of miserly discontentment, deep inside him his light still flickered. But no matter how many clouds we have in our lives, we still have the capacity to love and serve. As John Gordon said in his book, The Carpenter, quote, "Love is a commitment, not a feeling," end quote. And if we look at some of the other characters in A Christmas Carol, we see great examples of that. Bob Cratchit, Scrooge's underpaid, overworked clerk, is very poor, with a large family to support. But the love his family experiences from him is worth more than their lack of material possessions. And Scrooge's nephew, Fred, continued to wish Scrooge a Merry Christmas each year and invite him to dine on Christmas and join him and his wife for the other festivities. He continued to believe in Scrooge and that there was a different person inside of him, covered up by the cloud he walked around in. And as we encounter our students and athletes, our feelings, whether directly related to our interactions with those young people or connected to our lives outside of teaching and coaching, might cloud the light we have inside of us. But leading by serving is a choice. It's an action fundamental that comes from a commitment we make to be a lighthouse on sunny days, on cloudy days, on foggy days, and in the midst of storms. And as we make that commitment to serve no matter the clouds in our lives or how we are feeling, let's remember that greatness often comes through small measures. We have the opportunity for greatness and to lead by serving in small ways each and every day in our classrooms and locker rooms. So how about you? Can you describe how you feel about the person you are right now? What can you do to help spread the greatness inside of you so you can have an impact on the world? I believe that deep inside of us, we all have a desire to make a difference in the world. And as teachers and coaches, that desire is strong within us. But we're often overwhelmed with seeing the big picture and thinking we have to run an international campaign to make an impact.
but it starts with creating a better version of ourselves. When we create a better version of ourselves every day, we can touch the hearts of other people. When we touch the hearts of other people, we make a difference in their lives. When we make a difference in the lives of other people, we increase our impact on the world. It can happen even when it's cloudy, and it comes from a commitment to take action to serve so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.